Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We are going to go to the phones real fast. I'm going to talk to them real quick. And we have three for Team Voodoo, three for Team JB. We are going to do some music trivia. Anna and I will have to answer hip-hop questions. And you and the Voodoo crew, besides me, will have to answer 80s rock questions. Ryan Adams, you have pulled these trivia questions?
I do.
And Anna and I have not seen these. So we have not. We are not cheating. We would never cheat. It's just not how it is. We're not my exes. Am I right, guys?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Just one of them, honestly. I think the other one just hated me. All right. Anyway, so let's go to the phones real fast. Let me talk to these kids. Matt, what up?
Matthew?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Matt. You ready to play a game?
I am.
All right, buddy. I just want to say hi and thanks for calling and listening, buddy. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Team Voodoo, you're going to lose. All right, let's go to the very first Team JB contestant. Chris, what's up, buddy?
What's up? My name's Chris.
I know, Chris. Are you ready to win tonight?
I am.
I'm doing it for you, buddy.
I'm ready for you to kick some butt.
I'm doing it for you, Chris. Don't go anywhere. All right. Hey, Jeffrey, what's up, dude?
What's going on?
Team JB, Jeff. I'm going to win for you, pal.
Hey, I got you.
Oh, I got you, pumpkin. Hold on.
This is weird. I didn't have to take all these. Hey, Bobby, what up?
What's up, Johnny B? You and Anna are going to take it home, son?
We are going to take it home.
Oh, yeah.
You know why? Because we go hard in the paint,
hard
baby.
In the paint.
Hard in the paint. Hold on, buddy. Good luck. All right. Love you. And, of course, Nathan, Team Voodoo, you ready to win?
What's up, guys? Let's do it, yeah.
You're going to lose, Nathan. I'm just kidding. Good luck, buddy. All right. And, of course, let's go... Russell, what's up, man?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, man.
I'm here to win for Chef Eric Young, man. He's the real deal.
He is the real deal. He is he's one of my culinary mentors. I go to him for everything food. I love him.
Well, we've been serving together 12 years at Chamberlain, so he's a great guy.
You're a great guy, Russell. Thanks, buddy. Hold on. Don't go anywhere.
Russell, thanks for what you do for kids, man.
You're the man. You're the man, Russell.
Thank you.
Look, man, you just can't say it like that.
I know, dude.
We just did R. Kelly stories.
Hey, no, he runs a mentoring program and he kills it.
I know he does. He's awesome. God, I want everybody to win. Okay, are you ready to play the game?
Absolutely.
All right, Ryan Adams, you know, just to be good hosts, we will let the Voodoo crew start.
Like that.
Ask them a question and we'll see. We'll see if they get it. If they don't get it right, we get a chance to steal their question.
Okay.
Here's the thing, though.
And vice versa, right?
Yeah. If you steal and you get it wrong, subtract a point.
All right.
All right?
Oh, man.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
Guessing.
Yeah. Oh, exactly right. You can't
this guy make the rules?
Because I'm awesome. Okay.
My goddamn show.
Honestly, I just stole those rules from like 10 other shows I heard. Okay. First question for the Voodoo crew, Ryan Adams.
All right, so this will be 1980s rock trivia.
Yes.
For the Voodoo crew, in 1986, which Billboard Hot 100 number one song was by the Bengals?
Oh, my Lord.
That is incorrect.
Walk Like an Egyptian.
That is correct.
All right, fine. 1 point for that.
We got our ringer here, man.
There you go. Do we have background music?
I'm looking for it right now.
That wasn't good background music.
This is awkward.
I have so many sounds. Oh, I got it.
There we go.
I mean, that's what I would have picked.
That's what I would have picked. Shut up, bitch.
All right. First question for Team Johnny B. Which record label, this is a 90s hip hop trivia, by the way, which record label featured artists such as Dr. Dre, Tupac, and Snoop Dogg?
Oh, that would be Death Row Records.
That is correct, sir.
I was going to say Old Money Records.
Yeah, just don't talk. I got this. All right, cool. Jesus, Lord have mercy. 1-1.
Yes, sir. Second question for the Voodoo crew. In 1980, who had the Billboard Top 40 Pop Singles number one hit, Funky Town?
Yeah, Ed, go.
Lips Inc.
Correct.
Damn it, I was going to steal that bitch.
There you are.
No clue.
Man, that's disco. You are.
I know. Who's the 80s rock?
Death Before Disco, Ryan Adams. Where's the Kiss trivia?
Did you see
burning those records?
Ed had to reach down and grab his inner gay bell-bottom guy just for a second. He's like,
I don't want them to know I liked this album.
Yep, I did.
All right, they got, man, so
you got
far
it right.
So good. Yeah,
yeah.
Two to one. All right, back to us.
All right. This is going to be 90s hip-hop trivia once again for Team Johnny B.
I was there in the 90s.
Which is the only Tribe Called Quest album to feature Jarobi White as a member of the group?
I'm going to tell you, Ed knows this.
Anna, you have no clue, huh?
Tyrell, you got this?
Is it the hot dog flavored water and the chocolate covered starfish?
Limp Bizkit!
That's not them. That's white people. Name it, the Tribe Called Quest album?
Which is the only Tribe Called Quest album?
Is there multiple choice?
Yes, there is.
Here you go. Okay. Thank you.
Right. Oh, is that cheating?
Is it, you guys will have your share too.
Yeah.
Is it The Low End Theory, People's Instinctive Travels in the Paths of Rhythm, Beats, Rhymes, and Life, or The Love Movement?
Low End Theory.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
I want to say C.
That is incorrect.
We know this.
You got
the steal.
Tyrell.
No, I'm going to guess on it. Beats, Rhymes, and Life.
That is incorrect, sir.
Correct answer.
You are?
Is so we should be tied. Instinctive Travels in the Paths of Rhythm.
So they lose a point. We did not lose a point. You only lose a point if you steal and get
it
wrong.
Very wordy album title.
It really is.
I don't like it.
They're wordsmiths. Yeah. They're rappers. They're some of the best ever. I honestly
don't even know who they are.
I was DJing in a club when they were really, really popular, and I was playing more, like, stupid booty music and stuff at the time. I hated it, but I had to because, I had to get the crowds moving, you know what I mean? So ask me a stupid 95 South or Tootsie Roll.
I know them, 69 Boys.
God, see, I hate how white people clung to that. All right, go ahead.
Yeah. All right, back to 1980s.
By the way, what's the score right now?
It is 1-1.
Yeah! I'm sorry, white people. I didn't mean to diss you like that. I was wrong.
Another question for Team Voodoo.
Stupid white people.
Which band released songs such as Crazy, You Sure Fooled Me, and What You Do to Me? Which band released songs such as Crazy, You Sure Fooled Me, and What You Do to Me?
Is this a multiple guess?
This is not a multiple choice.
Multiple guess?
I used to teach high school. They were all multiple 80, guess.
80s rock?
Okay. 80s rock?
Mr. Yep. Chef, is this crazy. A multiple guess?
It is not.
If it, okay, the only crazy, only ice. It's Ice House.
The correct answer.
No, don't tell me the correct answer.
It's not Ice House.
Steel.
Yes, sir.
Aerosmith.
No, sir. Correct answer is the John Hall Band.
John Hall's a punk ass.
Who's that?
Nobody.
I don't know. It just says the John Hall co-founded Musicians United for Safe Energy along with Jackson Browne.
Oh, you know who John Hall is?
And Bonnie Raitt.
It's the love child from Hall & Oates. They had a baby together. Daryl Hall and John Oates had John Hall.
Perverts.
Right. All right, we're back to zero, Anna.
Was that rock and roll?
I don't know. Who cares? Dum Dum over here pull the questions. Next question, Ryan. Doing a great job.
Wait, well, what's the score? Because he lost a point.
It's 1-0, Team Voodoo. All right.
We got this, Matt, Nathan, and Russell.
Who is the legendary Memphis rap group that won an Academy Award for Best Original Song? Who has won an Academy Award for Best Original Song?
I so know this.
You do not.
Can you repeat the question?
Who is the legendary Memphis rap group that won an Academy Award?
An Academy Award?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Do you know this?
They started in the 90s, and but they won their Oscar in the 21st century.
Johnny B, are you Googling over there?
No.
Is it on your team?
My hands are in the air. I just don't care. I know what it is, and I'm brain farting right now, and I'm feeling like a jerk.
I so know
Memphis
this.
Rap. Yeah. Can I guess?
Sure.
The Wu-Tang Clan?
Negative.
Oh, Jesus. They're from New York.
We're going to steal.
What's the steal?
Steal it.
We're going to steal. That's 3-6 Mafia.
That is correct.
God damn it, I know it.
That's what I was going to say.
All right. We're down 2-0. That's fine. We got this on, huh?
All right.
I think that's the game. Game's over, right?
No, man.
Oh, okay.
We got an hour's worth of questions.
I tried. We have enough questions till Johnny's team is winning.
He was an egg who fell off a wall. Who put him back together again?
Okay. Another question for Team Voodoo.
Oh, we could just like bury him right here.
It's rude.
Which band with a duplicated name gave us the song Broken Wings in 1985?
Mr. Mister.
Damn
it! That is correct.
I knew that one.
I didn't.
All right. Lips, Inc., Mr. Mister. One more answer like that, and we know about your past. We know you spent some nights at Tracks in Ybor City on $1 drink night. All right.
You pulled that one out.
All right. Oh, you pull it out.
My goodness.
All right.
We need to come back here, Anna. Yes, you do.
Don't worry, I got this.
Next question for Team JB. Who gave us these sweet, sweet lyrics? In a street brawl, I strike men quicker than lightning. You seen what happened in my last fight, friend. I then.
Can I get a clue or can I phone a friend?
Is this multiple guess?
No, this is not multiple guess.
That's too bad because I know this.
Oh, you don't know.
I do.
I'm going to go with LL Cool J on this one.
Man. No, that is incorrect, sir.
Ooh.
For you, sir.
I don't really know it. I just wanted him to guess and get it wrong. Guess.
You know, it's very interesting that you said LL Cool J because the name is actually Big L is the name of the artist.
I've never even heard of that.
Same person. He gained weight. He released an album, and then he lost the weight, and then he went back to LL Cool J. Ladies love Cool Fat J was too wordy.
Yeah.
We were trying to get some hints today, and somebody texted me Big, and I actually referred to them as Big, and it's, I guess,
B-I-G.
B-I-G.
Yeah, I remember that. Somebody on the radio did that back in the 90s. Like, here's that brand new hit by Notorious Big.
I'm like, that would have been me.
What an idiot.
Wow.
All right. Next question.
By the way, these next questions are worth 4 points apiece.
For reals?
No.
Okay.
Be a real dick move.
Here we go. Team Voodoo. Jefferson Airplane, Jefferson Starship, and Starship, whatever you call them. They had a number one song in 1985. What was it?
We Built This City.
God damn it!
That is correct.
It's all about putting the right people on your bus.
Whoa,
we built the right team today, man.
Dude, come on. You said we had black listeners listening.
Don't be a jerk.
I think I should have been on Team Voodoo for this. I know these 80s questions.
Yeah?
Why are you asking me obscure hip-hop from the 90s?
I'm the exact same website for both of them, so I'm not picking from different websites. It's the same website.
Nobody, Big L?
All right, here you go.
I thought we were getting rock questions.
I can't get a Tupac
Who's
question.
Who's Lip Sync?
I know. I blame you for this.
Don't worry, I got this. Let's go.
Here we go.
Basically Ed versus everybody else,
it's
just so everybody knows.
It's 45 degrees outside, and he's wearing slides. I don't get it.
This question should put JB back on the board. What was the name of Jay-Z's first album?
I Sell Crack.
No! God damn you!
I'm afraid that was R. Kelly's from hearing that song. Jay-Z's first album was named what?
It's the Black Album.
No, sir. Is that your final answer?
No, I was describing the album. The name of the album.
Okay.
Is 1996.
The name of the album's You Ready, B? Yeah.
Ed knows it, man. I'm sorry.
Still,
it
did.
I'm going to take a shot at it. It's the Blueprint.
Negative, sir.
Minus 6 points.
1996's first album by Jay-Z was named Reasonable Doubt.
See, I knew that, but I had some doubts.
They're not all good. I'm going to throw some
out
there.
That's okay. You got to try.
Once in a while, I'll just throw one out there. Even though I knew it was a poo-poo.
All right. You want to continue?
What's the score right now?
With the loss of a point, it's 3-0.
Oh.
Team Voodoo.
No, he should be at like -2.
He should be -2. My name's Ed. I'm a big tough guy.
When you want to stop the bleeding, just let me know.
He's got the bleeding. Okay.
Another question for Team Voodoo.
I'm taking this well.
There you go.
Shut up, bitch.
Peter Cetera, a former stalwart with the group Chicago, got together with a top name in Christian music to record the single The Next Time I Fall in Love in 1986.
I know this one.
Me too.
What was her name?
Ed, what is it?
Amy Grant.
God damn it! Oh, now you know Christian artists, you know disco artists, you know myth mister, mister.
12 years of Catholic school, baby.
Oh, my God. That's why you walk like that.
Oh, boy.
We'll take him to the bar next time before we come to give you guys a shot.
Yeah, never bring the ringer, man. Jesus. I love that Tyrell's over here like.
Can we switch to World War II history questions, please?
You sure that's what you want?
Yeah.
Nope.
Johnny, don't do
Come
it.
Come on. No. I feel like we'll do much better.
You're not. You're Look,
Let's
I know what you're doing.
Let's do World War II history questions. I will
okay,
say.
Okay, wait a second. We could do that next time. I get my same team. Ed certified in every subject area.
And I'm here to
Congratulations, Team Voodoo is the winners. Congratulations.
Yay!
Yay!
All right.
Yay! Yay! Yeah, right. Poo-poo. Proud of you guys.
Awesome.
Actually, the winners are everybody that benefits from the Voodoo Bash.
Absolutely.
Very excited. And it's the 27th of April. You can go to Voodoo, VoodooChef.com.
Go on the Facebook page. That's where Even the event's better. Listed. The Voodoo Chef 13 on Facebook. Find the event. Click the link and get your tickets there. We do have the general admission tickets, which we gave away tonight. Get you into all the bands, all the spinning, the costume contest. But I got to tell you about the VIP room before we head out. We have 10 chefs. Cooking voodoo-inspired food.
Oh, my God. This is what I love the most.
We have beer, wine. We have voodoo-inspired cocktails. I'm writing all the drink specials myself.
Yeah, yeah.
They will all be up there. One low price. You'll have the silent auction. We're going to have live auction. You can actually... I'll come to your house and cook.
What?
We're going to have a couple other chefs there giving... auctioning themselves off to come cook different dinner parties. And
you hear that, Anna? You could have Tim Keeler come to your house.
If
there ain't gonna be no food there.
Oh, there's gonna be some eating going on.
Don't bring your kids, Tim.
So
keep them at home. And your wife too.
So
Jesus.
Come out. We got early bird tickets right now. You can get a big discount. 10 chefs cooking. Shane's cooking, Tim's cooking. We've got Dean Mensch. Dean Mensch is coming out cooking.
So
you just
awesome.
Can't beat it. A lot of great people. It's going to be a great night.
It's going to be unbelievable. It's going to be one of my favorite nights of the year. I guarantee it.
VIP, special seating for the show.
Very exciting. I'm going to try to get into the VIP myself. If there's room, I'm going to try to see what I can do.
You know, we were talking the other day. We can't remember the date when the last bash was. But we can all name every dish that was cooked at the event. That's how amazing the food is.
It really is. Like all these events that we do at the Epicurean, and you just had one last week.
Another sellout.
We talk about the dishes that are thrown together for those. It's magnificent. It's a lot. You can really you can compare it to music or any other entertainment. Because, like, I can remember comedy shows where every comedian on the bill murdered, right?
Right.
Happened 3 weeks ago at Finley's in Largo. Every comic that went on before me crushed. And then I had to go up there and follow them. And I did pretty well. Sold out show. Musicians. I've been in a Battle of the Bands where every band was just magnificent. Same thing happens when you get a group of good chefs together and everybody's just cooking at the top of their game. It's amazing, dude.
It's a great time.
Yeah.
And then, like you say, we get to celebrate by walking in the parade.
Yep.
Look for us this weekend at the Children's Gasparilla Parade. We're float number 23. You'll not only see the Voodoo crew and all of our families walking with us in this parade, which is huge. Family's where it all starts. You're also going to see a military family. We celebrate those that serve that allow us to do what we want to do, and we thank them for that. And we're also going to have our scholarship winners on the float, so make sure and cheer them on, too.
Awesome. And, of course, the big Pirate Invasion Parade. I always get the names of all the parades.
Pirate Fest.
Pirate Fest, thank you.
The third largest parade in the nation and the biggest party in the
nation. So much fun. Last year, I had... 2 bottles of champagne. I'm standing on the bow.
You got on the bow with me.
And where you're supposed to be harnessed in.
Yep.
I was not. I was.
Spider was a little upset about that.
I was drinking a little. And, all of a sudden, I get grabbed by Ed and, like, 2 other people. They're like, hey, Fatso, you're going to fall and kill you and whoever's under the boat. So, what a great time. Anna was hanging on a fence like a spider monkey yelling at us. It was so great. It was awesome.
It was fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. That's coming up in...
26th.
26th. And, of course, February 9th
is
the Night Parade.
It's also my girlfriend's birthday.
Oh, that's going to be a good time.
Man. I know. My little sister's getting married. I can't even go because it's a voodoo core event. What am I going to do?
Oh, man.
She'll get married again. It'll be fine.
Well, you know, one out of every two ends in divorce.
Exactly. I'm going with the odds here.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Hey, let's not forget St. Patrick's Day on 3/26. Yes. The Voodoo Chef Podcast. Find us online. And next time we come, Tyrell and I are going to be whipping up some madness.
Hell yeah.
I appreciate you having us back. We love being here. And thanks for everything you do for the community,
Thank
Johnny.
You, man. We appreciate you.
Anna, Ryan, you too. Thank
everything,
you so much.
Guys. Everything Thank Voodoo guys. Chef 13, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Find them. Find out how you can get involved. The Voodoo crew is open for everybody. If you want to be part of it, get a hold of us.
Absolutely. And you don't have to be a member of the Voodoo crew to be part of our give back.
Absolutely. So thanks, man. You guys are the greatest. Thank you so much. Congratulations on your big win. I don't know anything about hip-hop, apparently.
If you get me these contacts, we'll get them their tickets, and we'll be rocking on. And you know what? We could do it again in 2 weeks. We'll figure out else to give some tickets away.
Dude, it's going
to
end up being a Johnny B. Show B-hole kind of collaboration because there will be so many B-holes at this thing because they're winning tickets here.
Hey, we'll do it, man.
I love it.